Welcome to another episode of The Waiting Room with Maria Nori. We thought, well, not we thought, you guys gave us such a good response to our last episode that was about girl math and he's a 10 butt. So we figured, because we got so many beautiful comments and so many negative comments, we figured let's do another one.
Yeah, but this one's even more fun because
Yes.
I'm excited for this one. I
Yeah,
really
so
am.
this one is paying homage to all of our foreign people. So it's he's a 10, foreign edition. I
Already laughing because I have so many good ones.
know, same. So let's dive right in. You can go first though, because I know you're excited. Go.
Uh-oh. Okay. He's a 10, but he's vegan.
Like for Lent or like every day?
Like he is a vegan and he's been a vegan for years.
Food is a big
Try
part.
explaining that to your mom.
If I had to explain it to my family, if I accepted it and I had to explain it to my family, I would have to explain it as an allergy. I don't know how you explain it as an allergy, but I
That's
feel like.
like, I feel like that's like telling your mom he doesn't like girls.
That would be the follow-up question for sure, but me personally, I can't date you because I love food so much. Food is a big part of the fun in a relationship, going to do different restaurants, cooking together. So yeah, I mean, I go vegan for Lent, and I'll tell you, I am not a person I would want to date during that time. So
Right, okay. See, if we were in like 2035, when there's options at every single restaurant, maybe I
even
could do it.
that. It's not even that. It's just like we can't share a big joy together.
It's just, you know what? You know what it is? My mom's not gonna know how to cook for you. And I don't
It's
want to
not for me.
deprive her of that joy.
Right. Not only that, it's just, you know what? There's nothing wrong with you if you're vegan. You're just not for me. And I'm
And
not
you're
for
just not for
you.
my mom.
And you're not for my mom. That's great. Let me see. I have one. Okay. He's a 10, but he was never hit as a child.
Oh. See, now what are we gonna talk and laugh about?
And you know what? That type of guy, you know that type of guy. There are signs. There are
Yeah,
signs.
there are signs and how do I say this in the most nicest way? How do I say they're soft in a nice way?
They're soft. There's no nice way to say it. They're soft. And you know, another thing is those guys grew up screaming at their moms. Those are the ones that were like, "Shut up, mom!" Those are door slammers. Yep, that's what happens when you don't hit them. So, yeah, it's a no for me. You got to have some kind of, we have to share our trauma in
But what
some
is he on a
same
scale of
way.
1 to 10? I feel like, you know
I'm
what's
thinking
funny? We've
about
just forgotten about the what we're rating them on.
if I'm
We're just
thinking
saying yes or
about
no.
if I have to think about the guys that I've met, like that I've been friends with, that when they've shared their stories, which I would lie just but they haven't, when they actually say that they weren't hit, and I could just always tell when someone wasn't hit as a child because it's a personality thing. It's just
Is
some kind of arrogant undertone, like you don't flinch, and that's a scary thing.
you don't flinch is hilarious.
If someone raises their hand too quickly around me, I still like, you know, you get a little
I'm still
twitch.
like, yo, what, where are your hands going, bro?
Yeah. Like none of this scared you? Like nothing.
Those are the types that don't get scared at scary movies, like horror movies.
So like it's not
Like,
real. It is. It
oh,
is.
okay. It's not real. Okay. Let that help you sleep at night.
My eye twitches still when I see someone putting a belt on or taking it off. Like it's something with
Soon
the
as someone puts on some slippers, it's like, yo.
I
Don't
feel
do that
something.
around me.
It's like I have to close my eyes.
Just be careful what you do around me, man.
A lot of trauma in here. All right. Oh my gosh, I have another good one. I'm so excited to just go through these.
I hope I'm not taking you on because I'm gonna do this one next. Okay, he's a tin, but he has cookies in the cookie tin instead of a sewing kit.
That's weird. That's just weird. You
Yo,
know,
if I
that was the
open up
start.
a cookie tin and I see cookies in there, I just know you're not cultured.
That was the start of my trust issues.
Disappointment, too.
Yeah, like that first time I opened it up and I knew it when I realized it wasn't cookies, that did something, and I don't think I've ever been the same since then,
You
but
know what? Same. And you always go back thinking it's going to be different, and it never is. Like, surely this time it's a new one.
it's like where did those cookies even go? Because I don't even remember him
No,
eating
it's
those
like,
cookies.
right, where did they go? One, but where did the, like, where are there multiple sewing kits? Like, how is there new ones just constantly?
Want to hear the funny thing? I have one of those in my place, and I don't even know how to sew.
Keeping that tradition alive, man.
Got to, man. I got to. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But that, honestly, that's like a.
Oh yeah, what is that rating?
Yeah.
You know what? That one could be a little harmless. I'll say he's still up there. He's still a 10.
He's still a 9 or 10.
Yeah. You know what? 9. We can't give him a complete 10. Like
Well, we
it's
can't
this
give
is
you a
for an
complete
addition.
10 because,
We
right.
gotta hold
You're an
something
8 or a 9. Okay, yeah,
Yeah,
that's good.
we have a standard here.
That's fair. You're already laughing. This better
I'm
be
laughing
good.
because my brother-in-law is foreign and he does this. So that's the funny thing. He's a 10, but he curses in front of your parents.
Ooh. I would get uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like when I get uncomfortable, it's like it's not good.
I wouldn't do it in front of someone. I just think like, not like you have to be an actor. You know what? F it. You have to be an actor in front of people's parents. Like you
Yeah.
can't, it's not, you gotta accept me for who I
You are
am.
not the same person I fell in love with in front of my parents.
Potty mouth may have got me, but it's not
Right.
gonna get them.
It's not gonna get my parents.
They are the I will put soap in your mouth generation, so
Right.
which
Do not
actually
be
really happened to
yourself
me.
in front of my parents.
Do you know I got soap put in my mouth for calling my sister stupid? So I can only
No.
imagine, like, if that paints the picture for you, if you curse in front of my parents, what's going on in their minds?
Damn. Damn. See, and I don't like to be on edge around my parents if I know someone
No.
else is there that's like unpredictable.
And I haven't brought everybody home. That's the thing too. So it's like, if I brought you home,
Yo, why am I
please.
talking like I've introduced people to my people?
Oh yeah, you could only introduce like your husband.
I could only introduce my husband, but
Yeah.
I'm talking like, no, but you know what? There was one time where she actually made an exception. Oh my God, never again. Like
Oh
that
my
really
God.
taught me a big lesson. Never again.
That is.
Because it wasn't my husband.
You never know, he could spin the block.
There's no way. Unless
It
I did. There was no way.
my gosh, there's no way unless I did is crazy. All right, you go. What's next?
Crazy, it's facts. Okay. Oh, you kind of said this. Right.
Oh, I have a good one if you need a
Okay,
second.
you go.
Okay. He's a 10.
Yeah.
But when your mom or grandma offers him food, he says he's not hungry.
Because if I'm not, if I can't do that, you can't do that. And I'm blood.
Already ate.
Yo,
I
I
don't
just feel like
care.
that's the rudest thing you could do.
Yeah. Even if you ate on the car ride over. You're taking at
No,
least two bites of that food
you have to eat something and you have to tell them it's good.
and you want more.
Right. And you want dessert.
I don't care if you have to throw up after you leave here from being so full.
He's a 10, but he's never had to bring the remote that was 2 feet away from his dad.
Oh, he's spoiled. That man is spoiled. I don't think that man knows what hard
Your
work
dad
is.
respects you. Damn.
That's a spoiled man right there. Red flag.
Spoiled brat. That's red
Yeah.
flag vibes.
It's giving spoiled brat. Let me guess, he never had to go warm up the car either.
It's giving you had an allowance.
For cleaning your room.
It's giving you never had to take the chicken out the freezer.
Oh my gosh.
It's never gonna work.
Exactly giving that.
It's not gonna work. That's a, I mean, the remote thing and the freezer thing, the chicken out the freezer, I would combine those two and I'll say out of 10, it's a 5.
Yeah, that's a five. That's a hard five.
That's
That's
like,
a generous five.
you're right. And yeah, that's a generous vibe, to be honest,
Yeah.
because I need a bit of culture in my mouth.
Oh my goodness.
He's a 10, but he's never threatened his parents to call social services on
Means he wasn't hit.
them.
Oh.
Damn, you really got your way, huh?
Yeah. Ah, oh, man, a man who wasn't hit as a child. That's a scary one. My nephew doesn't get hit and I get a little scared sometimes for him in the
Damn, it's gonna be a messed up child.
And I feel bad for the girl. I'm kidding. Gentle parenting. I don't know if it works or not. We just never had it. So
You know what? My nephews don't either, and I couldn't even imagine it. No matter who abused you.
I have another one.
Okay.
He's a 10, but never had to wear hand-me-downs.
Ooh. Damn. Your family was rich. Yeah.
Had to wear boy cousin hand-me-downs.
Right.
I had
I
Power
don't even
Ranger
think I
shirts.
had hand-me-down. Like, it was just this, you wore the same clothes.
Yeah.
Damn.
There's actually,
Damn.
it's so funny. There's like family photos. If you look close enough, like in one album, one of us is wearing a certain outfit. In another album, another one of us is wearing the same outfit. Just hand-me-downs. Man,
Hilarious.
like
I love
that's.
hand-me-downs though, you know. I love op shopping
Yeah, I
too.
was gonna say that is called modern day like op shopping or thrift shopping.
Modern day hand-me-downs.
Yeah. That's actually a good
Love
name for a thrift store.
what, hand-me-downs?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that takes away from it being fun, but
I mean, you can make it cool. You
yeah,
know, there's always a way to make it
hand-me-downs.
something cool. Make someone believe that they're like cool.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Wait, we're not even giving these ratings anymore, are we?
Oh, okay, so he didn't wear
It's, you know
hand-me-downs.
what? We can't, we kind of can't, because I think they're more funny than they are the rating.
Yeah,
Like, yeah.
I
You
agree.
know what I mean?
I
Yeah.
agree.
They're more
Overall,
like facts.
this man probably is a great man because he doesn't have,
All this trauma. I think, you
yeah.
know what? This is more about us than it is about them.
I just
Isn't
need
it
someone to
really?
understand, like, why certain things are the way they are for me. Like, I need you to understand me. And if I feel like you didn't go through certain life's experiences and traumas, it's gonna be hard for you to understand. You're gonna really be one of those guys that like tells the next girl that I'm crazy.
Right.
Like,
But
yo,
see, I don't feel crazy.
she used to flinch when I would pick up a slipper off the floor. She's crazy. But if that girl was hit, she'd be like, no, she's not crazy. She was,
Crazy. It's
I don't know.
just she's scared of
She was
slippers.
disciplined. She has a slipper phobia.
He's a 10, but he's never had to lie and say his parents weren't home when people called the house.
Do you understand? I still live with that trauma of having to lie when my mom was sitting right next to me. It's like they had to have known I was even lying. Like at like 9 years old, I don't think I was a good
Right.
liar.
I mean, at 9 years old, I just remember having to call like companies on her behalf because I knew how to speak English and she didn't.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and I didn't know what I was doing. Okay. He's a 10, but didn't grow up knowing the term, I brought you into this world, I could take you out.
I'm telling you, marry that man. He's gonna get rid of, he's gonna break generational trauma.
Facts.
That's your husband.
That's your husband right there. Shit, he's a 10. Okay, this is a funny one.
Okay.
Okay, he's a 10, but his birth certificate is in a safe place and not under the
Why would they put things like that's the most obvious place too, like
bed. But
because everybody puts things under their bed. Well, I
why is it
don't,
so
but
common though that all our parents,
that was the
the
safe.
ones that I know anyway, it's like they were all just under the bed.
That was the safe.
Right? Like who's gonna go under there? Like they're on it 24/7.
Think someone's gonna flip it when you're laying on it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I guess you know what? It kind of makes sense that that's the safest place.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know what? They're kind of smart.
No,
That was my ones anyway. I don't know if you have any more.
that was it.
Okay.
That
Well, you have
wraps
an answer.
our he's a 10 foreign edition.
Foreign edition. That was more about us than actual men.
Oh my gosh. It was great trauma dumping for another episode. So
I'm
maybe
glad you
next
guys
week. I'm
got to know us a little bit better
a
today.
little scared that you guys got to know us a little bit more today.
But you know what? We're all family here, I think.
Yes, for sure. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.